Hi everyone, SaneMade here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Will, and here's what he has to say. Hey SaneMade, hope all is well. What advice would you give for a male in their mid-20s? I'm uneducated, making good money doing sales, but unsure given the hurricane of an election year on the way. I'm also a fellow Canadian. I heard you suggested moving to Alberta in a past video, and I happen to live in Calgary, luckily. Given it's an icy oil oasis, I will say this city is interesting since the majority of women now act strictly financially, so it seems to be easy to know exactly where their motives lie. Is having a partner even an asset anymore, or is it better to just have as many contingencies as possible? Thanks. Will, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I said that Calgary was a good place to go to because it leans to the right politically, and the housing costs are the most fairly valued in all of Canada, it seems. I think Calgary is a great place for many guys, but just not for me. I have a literal allergy to cold weather called cold urticaria. If that's also the case for anyone listening in Canada to this, then it might not be a good idea to move there. Calgary in summer months, however, would be nice, and then Arizona or somewhere else in the southwest would also be ideal for men. I can take antihistamines for the allergy and the itching, but it makes me feel like a zombie when I do so. It's genetic, and when I expose myself to the cold, the reaction can last for days. So Calgary is out of the question as a permanent all-year-round home base. The next crypto run, I'll probably look at possibly something in southern Arizona to spend the middle of October to the middle of April in a warm place. I was looking at northwestern Tucson or Phoenix. I can't really afford Sedona prices, plus I need a major hospital and airport nearby. So it's winter now and I've built a bubble of warmth around me, with a humidifier and space heaters, and I avoid leaving the house as much as possible. As for women in Calgary, it's a big city for Western Canada. So of course it's going to attract a lot of gold diggers that are looking for guys that make a pretty penny in the oil sector. Will, you also asked me if women are even an asset anymore, and I believe that all they are today, even if they're one of the so-called good ones, because they still suck away all your life and time and energy away, is a liability. I was listening to Andrew Tate a while back, and he had a very simple explanation as to why people can't become rich and successful in life. He says it comes down to three factors. Tate says you're lazy, arrogant, or dumb if you can't thrive. He says that arrogance is the more common of the three, that 70% of the people he meets have it. The people refuse to learn from the success of others and want to do things their own way. That is basically male hubris, or drive for independent thought and action even when it's flawed. That contrasts with women copying other women's thoughts and actions unsuccessfully when they too are unsuccessful. Women have a hard time discerning the difference. I thought Tate's points were valid, but I also thought there were other reasons. For example, health issues, or maybe you already have a family to take care of, so you don't have the time to push yourself. Maybe children or elderly parents. He's 35 years of age and doesn't appear to have any health issues. He also doesn't have any kids. But his father collapsed and then died suddenly at the age of 56. And Andrew seems to have inherited his intelligence, drive, and hairline. So there's a chance that he might even have some hereditary health conditions as well. You know what they say, the flame that burns twice as bright burns half as long. He also sees women as a liability too. Anyhow, I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sane Man. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Modern Women Are a Liability and Not an Asset Clown World Show. Will, it sounds to me like you're seeking out purpose in your life outside of women. You ask if a man should have other contingencies for relationships besides just hoping that he finds that unicorn. If you don't have a marriage or relationship, then you'll need to find some other purpose besides a wife. Something that gives you fulfillment, and again, that's the most frequent question that I get asked. I have no wife, now what do I do with my life? Or in your case, well, if you don't find a wife, what do you do with your life? Finding a purpose as a man going his own way that goes beyond just sex and love is crucial. What those contingencies are depends on the guy's personal interests. You have to hunt for meaning and purpose away from a pussy that increasingly these days belongs to a porpoise-sized woman. What that is depends on you. You need to go on a voyage of self-discovery and do the hard work of finding that. Take Andrew Tate, for example. His purpose was to become the world champion in kickboxing, then make millions of dollars, and thirdly, become the most searched social media influence in the world. Recently, he's also been trying to contact Elon Musk, and I don't know what that's all about. I'm thinking that he won't stop until he becomes one of the wealthiest, if not the wealthiest man on Earth, so long as he doesn't die first of some untimely death like his father. For him, women are certainly a liability for all the things he wants to accomplish. So, Will, first you need to ask yourself, what would actually get you up out of bed in the morning if money wasn't an issue? And know if your house is on fire, well, being a good answer is not a relevant one here. You also mentioned something about next year being an election year, and I don't follow. In the US, the midterm election just finished, and there's no federal election in Canada next year unless Jagmeet Singh ends his bromance with Justin Skippy Trudeau. You're probably discussing the elections in Alberta. I'm guessing it'll be a conservative leader in that province that's a friend of the oil and gas sectors. I don't think there's anything to get worried about. If I was 25 right now, I'd tell my younger self that women aren't worth it, and that I should make as much money as possible while I'm younger, save it and invest it. Then do all the things I want to do, like travel, before I turn 35. Because after that, your health isn't always guaranteed. For the most part, I did most of those things. But most importantly, I tell my younger self that relationships are a waste of time, and that my purpose in life is to do other things which are more important. Plus, if you don't have a relationship, you can accomplish the other things on your life list a lot faster. But on the flip side, having all those relationship experiences is fulfilling in some sense. If I didn't have as many of them, maybe I'd still be thirsty for more today. Most things worked out in my life. Could they have been better? Sure. But things are still good enough for now. Only you decide if you got what you needed, and that comes later in life. It's hard to see clearly while you're still living it. But it's a lot easier to understand your life through a rearview mirror. The only thing I would change is not abusing my body as badly or stressing myself out as much from 2013 to 18 for this channel. All that anxiety and cortisol messed me up. That would be one of the biggest drawbacks to pushing yourself hard to succeed. That it's important to either take some time off or to take time to slow down. I find that slowing down, if you're a workaholic, is preferable to taking breaks. I look back at all my biggest accomplishments, and none of them would have happened if I was in a relationship. Women were always liabilities for what I was trying to accomplish. For the rest of this video, I'd like to discuss what happened a while back with Tim Pool and Adam Krigler, his former host on the Timcast. According to Adam, Tim is easily swayed by a swing swing, and the many of the women that worked for him he ended up smashing, including Lydia, who Adam doesn't like. Apparently she was causing all kinds of trouble for everyone on the Timcast, and that's why Tim let her go. There was one instance where apparently she didn't tell Jeremy from Geeks and Gamers that they were going live on the show, and so he was locked out of it. We also learned from Adam that on the Tim Pool compound, people that work there are often worried about getting fired at a moment's notice, and that Tim, while starting his podcast, was having a good time doing it with Adam, but what he really wanted to do was start another podcast like Joe Rogan interviewing guests. But according to Adam, Joe Rogan does a lot more listening than Tim does, which is something I don't exactly agree with. Yes, Tim is opinionated and talks a lot, but at the same time, I've never felt like he dominated the show and wouldn't let his guests speak. Adam's argument on that point was rather weak. Tim even paid to move him to Scandinavia, so I don't think Tim is as bad a guy as he was made out to be. Today's Not So Mystery Link is Adam's talk about Tim, so go check it out. If you do listen, then pay close attention to all the awful things being said about Sour Patch Lydia. On Adam's show, someone asked the question, how sour is Lydia's Sour Patch? Really? Someone sure has a sour sense of humor. I just don't like the idea that a woman could potentially get into Tim Pool's head and pull some strings. Can you just imagine what would happen and how far he'd progress in business and his career if he didn't have to deal with vultures with vaginas circling his media empire? Forget about it. I made a video discussing if Tim Pool was going his own way, and the very next day he spoke about how he was in a relationship. I never watched his Cast Castle channel, so I had no idea he had a girlfriend. But the fact that he mentioned that on his show the following day can't be a coincidence. Tim, if you're listening, or if someone out there passes this down to you, please notice the sour patterns in women around you. Use some of that investigative journalism magic to dig deep into female nature so you can free yourself from all the bullshit. I know Tim follows or used to follow what goes on in the MGTOW world, because he once mentioned a Reddit ban of MGTOW in a show when that was happening. If you don't want to listen to me, then look at what Andrew Tate has accomplished going his own way. He says that living with a woman is not optimal, and he has no plans to get married. Those are the core values of MGTOW. Tim, why are you living in a house surrounded by paid staff? Why not instead network with more guys like Joe Rogan and build up your network the way that Tate did? Maybe even bring Tate on your show and have him talk some sense into you about women. I said before that I never thought Tim or Tate would get married. They're too smart for that, and it looks like both of them are now entering their late 30s and are unmarried and childless. And I've been proven right thus far. Tate says he's going to have a bunch of kids and leave them to suffer like the devil did in the film The Devil's Advocate, to see which one rises to the top. But I've said spend the money in some third world country and clone yourself illegally. Imagine an army of Tates working together. But enough of my crazy ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Will for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Tim Pool goes from room to room like death in that meme, knocking on each door and then smashing the women found on the other side. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that are going their own way without actually saying they're going their own way away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.